USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is responding to China's retaliatory tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods announced Friday. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Beijing should not underestimate President Trump as China's economy falls apart.
Foreign investors don't want to be in China. And notice Japan's stock market is now worth more than China's.
Here in the U.S., no early indication of job loss due to tariffs. J.J. Kinahan, chief market strategist at TD Ameritrade in Chicago, says employers added 157,000 jobs last month, marking 10 years of economic expansion.
The economy is in a good spot, and we see from the earnings numbers that are coming out, which, you know, we're still in the middle of earnings season right now, companies are expanding and companies are hiring.
The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.9%, the lowest rate since May, and Kinahan says manufacturing is up 37,000 jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California says Friday's jobs report shows this is a good time for the Trump administration to demand fairness when it comes to trade policies.
We're continuing to tighten the market. We obviously are at beyond full employment. There are more jobs wanted by employers than there are, in fact, unemployed people.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said North Korea has a way to go before fulfilling the agreement to denuclearize that Kim Jong-un made with President Trump. Pompeo is in Singapore for a security forum with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. In opening comments, Pompeo reassured leaders of the U.S. commitment to working with member nations to build security in that region.
We appreciate ASEAN's ongoing efforts to promote peace and stability in the region, support the rule of law in the South China Sea, and to strictly enforce sanctions on North Korea.
Maritime disputes, one of the key agenda items at that meeting. On Thursday, China and Southeast Asia nations agreed on a draft code of conduct that will lay the foundation for negotiations over the South China Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A well-known House Republican hopes to succeed a well-known Senate Republican. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Hoping to win the seat this November that's been held by Senator Bob Corker, who's retiring at the end of the year, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn easily secured the Republican Senate nomination in a Thursday primary. She'll now go up against Democratic nominee and former Governor Phil Bredesen. If Blackburn wins, she'll be the first woman to represent the volunteer state in the U.S. Senate. Republican Corker announcing he's not seeking re-election, and since then, he's been a frequent critic of President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man suspected of killing one of former President George H.W. Bush's doctors in Houston July 20th killed himself Friday morning. Police Chief Art Avacedo says 65-year-old Joseph Pappas was confronted by officers in southwest Houston.
I'm convinced that had we not had that second officer arrive from a different angle, we might have had a shootout out here, and I just thank God that our officers are okay.
Authorities say Pappas shot cardiologist Mark Hauskinick as an act of revenge for his mother, who died under the doctor's care. Severe weather hitting the Northeast.
Heard the rain, then everything was flying all over the place, then all the electric went out.
She was in Queens, where the National Weather Service confirms a tornado touched down in New York City. Homes were damaged, power lines were knocked down. It traveled along a path just short of a mile, where it knocked down at least 50 trees, with estimated winds of 70 to 85 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.